Thank you. How many people are concerned about eating genetically modified foods? Wow. How many people are farmers? How many people are gardeners? How many people eat? So it's relevant. When I travel around the world, one of the aspects of my talks is after I describe death and disease and deception, I then have to pump people up to get them to change their diets. Now, the process of getting people to reject genetically modified foods was simple around the world. All it took was education. All it took in Europe was a skeptical press reporting on the potential health dangers or economic dangers or environmental dangers, but particularly health. People ask me, how come they're so concerned about genetically modified foods in Europe? Because they know about them. So I was reading the European press next to the U.S. press for many years. I was working as the vice president of marketing for a GMO detection laboratory. I was a spokesperson on technical issues on the subject and interviewed around the world. And I realized that most Americans had no idea what a genetically modified food was. And if they did, we probably wouldn't have this problem. So I was also aware that there was incredible material out there for a fun book. There was a scientist who went public with his concerns and was fired from his job after 35 years and silenced with threats of a lawsuit. There was a UC Berkeley professor who was threatened by a senior Mexican government official, allegedly implied, "We know where your children go to school," trying to get him not to publish information. There were Canadian scientists who testified before the Senate saying they were offered a bribe by Monsanto, that documents were stolen from their office, that they were being pressured to approve genetically modified products, that whistleblowers at the FDA were fired, stripped of responsibilities, and forced out. I think this is good material. And I figured I would use this information as stories and then weave the description of the science and the dangers into those stories. But I knew from some friends of mine who had put out a book that was critical of Monsanto and genetic engineering that 3 days before their book came off the printer, their publisher received a threatening letter from Monsanto's attorney, and the publisher decided not to go ahead with publication. So I decided to hide the book from the industry and not accept an offer for publication, but publish it myself. So when I sent the proofs out a year ago in the summer, I had shown it to very few people. And I was thinking it would have an impact, but I wasn't sure. Then I got my first call from a reporter, because I sent it just to media. And this is sort of how it went. He said, "I just started reading the book last night at 11 o'clock. It's amazing. I never did this before. My girlfriend's been telling me about this for years. This stuff is incredible. This is evil. They're terrible." You know, like, this was a reporter. He said to me, "Do you think I should write my congressman or senator?" He said, "I feel a moral responsibility to buy organic food from local farmers." I said, "How much did you read?" He said, "One chapter." 2 hours later, I got my second call. It was from an editor of a magazine. He said, your book is perfect for my readers. They don't want to eat genetically modified foods, but they don't know why. I want excerpts in every article and every magazine I write. This is great. This is fantastic. I started reading at 11 o'clock last night. I never do that. I said, "How much did you read?" He said, 10 pages. That gave me an indication. I'm telling you this because what happened since September 1st of last year was that I've been on a continuous trip now. I've been to about 135 cities, some of them several times, in 16 countries on 5 continents, and this is my last talk in that marathon run. So I'm going to tell you some of that information, and you're going to obviously convert it into how you can make changes in your diet, and I'll explain under that.